You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're darn right we do. We start right like now.
Now
on a big day, as big a day as you can find.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that.
No, it is.
I feel like that's bad. That's misleading to the audience.
No, man, it is.
They don't have picks. It can't be as big.
How do you
of
know
day.
They don't have picks?
Because they don't have picks.
Well, how do you know they won't end up with picks?
I don't. Diana Rossini's throwing out the possibility. So yes. I do wonder that. I wonder, like, do you want them to pick today? Like, does it? I feel like I can wait for this.
I actually am with you. I want to wait. Mostly because I feel they're just in a good spot with those two picks in the second round, man. I mean, 42 and 59, good to go.
What if, of all the things that could happen, if Marvin Harrison slides to like 8 and then the Colts don't have to give up a lot, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I kind of want Jim Irsay to just get really nostalgic, though, and trade like 3 first rounders to move up to 3 just because he wants to have an old Colt there.
He wants the story. He wants the story of having it. Look, I think today, everything's on the table, you know, in terms of Nick Caserio. He's moved up. He's moved back. He's moved up a lot. But I just don't want them to draft today only because I feel it's sort of like spinning your wheels after the Stephon, you know, because you were there. You had the 23 overall pick. Then you made the trade with Minnesota. Then you get all this stuff done. I feel like you're just in a sweet spot. You've been setting up for this moment. Just wait that one more day. See where everything falls. You know?
Just figure it out. Let it play out. Just hang out. Matter of fact, don't take the phones off the hook.
Well, don't do that.
Just take the phones off the hook.
I wouldn't feel good about doing that. That's for sure.
Yeah, just unplug them.
Yeah.
Just go. Go phoneless. Don't even make a call. There's some intriguing names that we've talked about. Kool-Aid McKinstry, all that. So I mean, we can throw out the possibilities, but I would have no problem with Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans. Just chill, do work. Day two, get some rest, regroup, and then come in. And tomorrow we're talking about three picks and reacting to what happened in round one. That's my dream scenario. No picks.
I wonder if
no picks, tackles, quarterbacks.
Let's assume that they, you know, what I'm talking about. You know, they kind of angled. They've already done all their deal making in terms of what they want to get in picks, and they're very happy with the two second round picks and the other picks that they have. What would it take for them to re-engage? Like to all of a sudden, like, let's say they're happy, like, this is our strategy. We know the bucket of players we like in the second round.
I think it would take D'Amico falling in love with someone. I think Caserio would be
be Caserio.
No, I think Caserio has used the term moderate a lot lately.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I hear someone say moderate, that makes me think he's listening a lot. He's kind of trying to be kind of the middle guy. He's trying to orchestrate. He's kind of like the point guard. We've heard him say that, I think, probably last time he spoke, I think he said it like 4 or 5 times. Mm-hmm. So I think it would take D'Amico really, really falling in love with someone and saying, I need that guy. Now, do we start to see D'Amico Ryans? Do we start to see D'Amico Ryans and the belief that defensive coaches want defensive players? Do we start to see that kind of come out now that he's starting to get guys on his defense that he likes? Do we start to see that? I don't know. But for them to trade up, I think it would have to be a defensive player that D'Amico Ryans really likes. I don't think Nick Caserio is going to be forcing trades upon anyone. I think he's a guy who has strong takes, but I don't think he's going to do anything aggressively unless it's D'Amico's idea at this point.
I think you're right. I think everything that's happened this offseason, as we've talked about, has led to them being put in this position where they are right now. The only thing that would change that is someone, I mean, let's just be honest, someone getting emotional about a pick. I don't think Nick Caserio is ever going to get emotional about a player. Like, he's too programmed, too robotic. And I mean this in a compliment.
Oh, that's a compliment?
No, I mean this in a compliment.
Robotic?
Now, hey, look, robotic has been good for this organization with Nick Caserio. He'd probably tell you that. I don't mean it. I mean it in a good way. To get swept up in, boy, I really love that kid, you know, or whatever. I think D'Amico, in his mind, he's always going to be a coach first, you know? And he's going to say, this kid, this player can fit exactly what I want to do. And I think that leads to maybe the emotional maybe influence that he might have on Nick. And I think that's very much the possibility. It would have to be D'Amico.
I do think if somebody that they really like, if they slide to maybe around 27, 28, and, you know, nobody seeing that coming, I do see them seeing what it takes to get up there, maybe 29, 30, somewhere around there. I do see that.
Well, the thing that I think about Nick and about the way that this offseason has kind of gone is – I think there's been pretty aggressive offseason. You've spent the second most money. You made the Stephon Diggs trade. And I think the Texans want to be balanced. I don't think they want to pigeonhole themselves and put themselves in one identity. And this kind of goes back to your take of the week. And the one that I think that you kind of just reset here is they've already made their aggressive move. Yeah. So if you want to counter the aggressiveness, which is a new thing. I wouldn't say it's – I mean, I don't know that they've had opportunities since Caserio has been here outside of this year and last year to be aggressive. But they were extremely aggressive this day last year. They were even more aggressive than they've ever been this offseason, whether it's the trade or whether it's the money being spent. Yeah. So I don't know that they just want to establish themselves as we're going 100 miles per hour 24/7. I do think they might want to just regroup. Who are these players that we think we can figure out? Do we have too many picks? Would we like to package some of these picks perhaps here? But I don't know that they're just going to be as aggressive as they've been because they've been so aggressive this offseason.
Yeah,
and I don't think that's a bad thing.
And I think Nick Caserio, when he's aggressive, I just mentioned it, he trades a lot. He's traded up a lot. But I don't think it's because he falls in love with a particular player as much as he realizes there's incredible value there. Using the analytics in his head and his research and his scouting and all that, like, why is this player still there? We like him. He's on our board. We need to go get him. You know what I mean?
It is draft day here on In the Loop, Sports Radio 610, first round. First time in a couple years, Texans won't have two first-round picks. Matter of fact, they'll have zero. And we got your coverage here on Sports Radio 610. Will they, won't they trade up? It is interesting, though, Diana Rossini, when she says something, you kind of raise the eyebrows. Now, is she basing this on knowledge, or is she just basing this on reputation? The way it was worded in The Athletic, it kind of feels like she's just basing it on reputation, although she wasn't the only person who threw this out there. Peter Schrager, he listed the guys that he could see, the teams that he could see moving up in the draft. And he put the Texans and the Bills as two teams that could move up in the back end of the first round.
Well, the Bills, I absolutely see that. That's just logic, right? Trying to get a receiver or something like that. The Texans, I have to believe that it's not maybe, you know, Rossini's really good. She's had a good offseason. Maybe there's some more smoke, more fire to that smoke. But I think that's just a product of, you realize Nick Caserio.
Reputation.
Yeah, Nick Caserio has moved up in the draft. Now, some of them are later in the round in the draft, but still.
Yeah, moved.
He's moved up in the draft 11 times. 11 times.
18 of his 23 picks, he didn't select where he was originally selecting.
Yeah.
That was a stat that I think is just insane. 18 of 23.
Yeah. So that's the reputation of him moving up. But I don't think it's necessarily because of emotion as much as what I said earlier. Like, I think it's the value that he sees. And accumulating picks and still making the most of that would help.
The 832, I think this is absolutely hilarious. It says they have the party on the day they'll start drafting. Trust me, they're not going to like someone on the back end of the first round and say, oh, my God.
We can't do it.
What about the party tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, there's no draft party.
I would make this trade.
Nick Caserio don't give a damn about uniforms, let alone a draft party, man.
Are you kidding me? So they're
okay, Figgy. I think they're gonna. They have a trade in place. They just can't do it.
Shoot.
But if you originally don't have picks, then yeah, you don't have to have a draft party. But trust me, it is It doesn't even make the list of factors as to what D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio are
That's
thinking.
Not even in the same ballpark.
Wait, there's
man.
No draft party?
He doesn't even know they're having one. He may not know. He legitimately might not know
that
they're
having one. I'm almost rooting for him to trade all three day twos to get up into
That's
first round.
That's two different departments, man.
I'm almost comments like that. You know what, Loophole? Shout out to the Loopholes if you listen, you are one. The fact that you're thinking the draft party is going to have an impact on what Caserio. I hope he trades all three of tomorrow's picks and moves in.
Maybe that's why Caserio traded up last year.
Yeah.
Because he knew it was a big draft
party.
Hey, let me make some bang right here.
You got to trade that, those two ones and yeah. that in that two because there's a big party going on.
By the
party
way,
popping.
I have no news today, as I did a year ago. Nothing to necessarily report.
Oh, you don't have any bombs to drop?
Or bombs to drop or anything, but I have a feeling.
No CJ?
None of that this year.
Okay.
But I have a feeling.
Okay.
I have a very strong feeling.
Bet.
I have a strong enough feeling that I would bet on it.
Okay.
If the Texans stay where they are.
Yeah.
42 overall.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Linebacker.
Okay. Edrin Cooper.
Or what's his name from Michigan? That
Chris Jenkins?
No, Junior Colson.
Okay.
Yeah, Junior Colson.
Okay.
Linebacker. Okay. Call your shot if they stay where they are.
I think it really depends on what happens today. I'll have a better grasp tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. So you're saying Edrin Cooper,
Figgy,
huh?
Or Colson?
I think they go cornerback. I think they go.
That'd be pretty sweet,
cornerback.
To be honest. Yeah. That'd be pretty sweet.
Okay.
Yeah. But I wish I had more news, hard and fast news. But that's just more of a feeling than anything. You look at this depth chart. It's the only place that they don't have the depth. I mean, they don't have a.
They don't have depth anywhere.
Well, like they have a little bit.
Where,
if you want to, depending on how you feel about some of the receivers, how you feel about the backup
receiver,
tight ends,
perhaps
about some of the backup tight ends. Edge rushers. How do you feel about that? There's a little depth here and there, but linebacker, there is nothing unless you feel really good about Jake Hansen and Henry To'o. I think it's gonna be a linebacker. I really do. Assuming they don't trade.
All right, that doesn't excite me, man.
Well.
Eventually. Some picks that aren't exciting,
yeah,
they end up working out. That wouldn't excite me too much. Linebacker, okay. See how that works. It's all good.
That might be a D'Amico special, too. Like, yeah. I really like this guy.
There you go. Yeah, they don't have a lot of depth. That's why I think the sky is the limit for them. Mm-hmm. Landry Locker, John Lopez. Figgy Fig with you. I'm starting to think that Leggett could be the guy.
I want it to be.
Bobby likes reverses, man. Bobby likes reverses. Bobby really doesn't have that gadget receiver where he can just do crazy stuff. Yeah, I think he wants it.
Have you heard him talk?
He's country as hell.
It's awesome.
He's country.
It's awesome. And little known fact, Bob McNair, South Carolina. Loves South Carolina. Leggett's from South Carolina. They've got some ties to South Carolina over the years. Still have a house there, I believe, a beach home. The McNairs, they love them some South Carolina.
So he did an interview with John Crumpler on the Texans Wire, and he said, you know, he was talking about meeting with the Texans and all that, and he said that Dave Canales, the Panthers GM, told him that they would take him if he were there at 33.
Yeah.
To which Canales was asked about that. And listen to what this guy said. This is pretty interesting.
It's slime ball.
Saw the video of Leggett saying that he's met with you guys four or five times, and you guys have told him if he's there at 33, you're taking him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a great conversation. You know, I definitely said that to him and about 50 other guys. You know, like, man, so we take you at 33. It's actually a lead-in question. So when we draft you at 33, what happens now? And then there's a bunch of questions that happen after that, you know? So, part of the process.
What?
Yeah, that's
we draft you at 33, then what happens? That's part of the process?
That he's just...
No if?
It's one thing if like a plan's changed.
It's a bad look, man.
Like if I tell you, Landry, I'm going to draft you at 33 if you're there. But then plans change. Like something happens and you move up in the draft or you move back or whatever. That's one thing. But to deliberately tell multiple people, if that's true.
What do you mean if it's true? He just said it.
He said it, but he might have just been saying like, about 50 other people too. You know, just short, whatever. But if it's true.
If it's true, you just heard him.
Well, we don't know if he's telling the truth. Hell, listen to him.
Why would he lie about that?
50 other people he said they would draft at 30. It doesn't matter. To deliberately do it and tell multiple people, that's just slime ball stuff. I mean, that's sorry. That's absolutely sorry.
Poor kid walked out of there
thinking he's going to go at 33. Man. Yeah.
Poor guy.
Mm-hmm.
Poor young man. What were you in? You, Sean, and Seth were talking about childbirth?
Actually, the question was,
how'd this come up?
When is it appropriate for a guy to cry? And I said,
okay.
By far, number one is when
they say, and they cried at the draft last year or something, or Sean did.
No, I don't know about that, but I cried at every one of my kids' births. So I said, yeah, when you have a kid, I don't know what else is. Did you cry? You didn't cry when your baby.
I mean, it was emotional. It's just fast, dude. Like yeah, it's not. It's a fast, yeah. Fast thing. It's not like built up.
When your dog dies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are the two that come to mind.
I don't know. I mean, whenever. Whenever you want to cry,
whenever
cry.
It feels like it.
Go ahead, dude. Yeah. Get it out.
Yeah.
So he fainted?
He fainted when he had his twins.
Okay.
Yeah.
And had to get carted out?
On a wheelchair.
Yikes.
Yes, I agree.
It's not. Not hard to see. I think he's right about the divorce there.
Yeah, that's kind of where it started.
I ain't gonna lie to you, man. If Avery, let's say that I, God willing, I'm alive to be in the delivery room of me becoming a grandpa.
Yeah.
If Avery's husband gets carted in there after they're born, I don't know that there's gonna be too many fun family dinners.
You know, sometimes divorce is a good thing.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a good pull there, Figgy.
Coming up next, let's talk about history and let's put some names on it. If these names are called, will it be good or bad for the Houston Texans? Draft day continues next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Biggie, let's hit it big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Oh, the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
What does a good first round look like for a team that doesn't have a first round pick? That's the question. In the Loop has the answer and discussion for you here on Draft Day on Sports Radio 610. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. with you. Take it away, J-Lo.
Yeah, a little bit of a primer here for those that aren't plugged in day-to-day with the draft. Let me give you some names that you do not want to hear today. You don't want to hear their names called. And the reason for that is, obviously, Texans would have a better chance at them in the second round, but maybe otherwise. So here, I want to get y'all's thoughts on this. For sure, I do not want to hear Blake Corum, the running back out of Michigan.
Yeah, that would be hilarious.
Oh, he's actually...
I actually wouldn't mind that.
At 42?
Yeah, if anyone... No, I'm saying if that gets if he gets drafted today, then I'll send a limo to that.
There's actually... There's actually a kind of a silver lining on some of these, too, because other players would fall. But if you want a running back, Blake Corum and then Jonathan Brooks from Texas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think any running back goes today.
The consensus is no running backs in the first round, which makes sense. Wide receiver. You don't want to hear anyone take either Adonai Mitchell or Xavier Leggett. The Adonai Mitchell from Texas or Leggett from South Carolina. Yeah, that means they're going to be able to fall. Maybe you can get them somewhere in the second round. Edgren Cooper and Junior Colson are the two linebackers that you hope fall. So you don't want to hear
Cooper
those.
Cooper seems to be one of the more popular names among Texans.
Yeah, but the kid from Alabama probably will go. Well, he will. He'll go top five, top ten. But yeah, Edgren Cooper's right there. Of course, some people really love him. Maybe fringe first rounder. Some don't. Tight end is going to be interesting.
Which kid from Alabama?
I had his name a second ago. There is
You're talking about Dallas Turner, the edge guy.
The edge guy, the edge guy. Tight end, you don't want Jatavion Sanders.
He's not going.
You never know.
He's not going.
Cade Stover.
On the first round.
The first day.
Good Lord.
These are guys that. These are guys that people have mentioned.
I was with you on Sanders a little bit.
Yeah.
But Stover, that brother ain't going. I'll be shocked if he going the first round.
I'm just telling you what people across the NFL are saying. Not necessarily.
I haven't heard one person say
that's three
Stover
tight ends
round.
In the first round.
Yeah, no way.
Kool-Aid McKinstry.
That is one to watch.
Yeah.
I saw the Peter Schrager mock draft. He had him go into the Baltimore Ravens.
And,
every time a Baltimore Raven selection is made, I automatically think that he's good.
Yeah.
That's just kind of where I'm at. He's good. Yeah. Especially if you wanted your team to have me, like, damn, we stink.
And one that I've mentioned here and there, I don't know him really well other than I haven't watched him a little bit. And I know he's climbing the boards, that Ennis Rakestraw from Missouri. They seem to like him as a cornerback. Now, maybe he'll sneak into the first round. You don't want that to happen. You want him to be available in the second round. Now, how about some names that you want to hear called today? Some of those are doubling, like you said, maybe Blake Corum or something like that, because, I mean, somebody else is falling. But you absolutely want Bo Nix and Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, just go ahead.
To be taken in the first round.
Yeah, the Rattler thing, it was weird. Someone brought it up. I just don't see that as a possibility. Bo Nix, okay, we'll see. I think Bo Nix falls out of the first two. I will find it comical if someone picks Bo Nix.
That's what you want. You
They're
want
talking
someone
about Sean Payton doing it, and I'm like, oh, that makes sense.
Well, they're going to take a quarterback. I don't know about that guy.
He's a moron. I can ride with that.
And then tackles. And I put two names out there that are just kind of on fringe first rounders. It doesn't really matter. The kid out of Oregon State, and then the one out of Washington. You want tackles to be drafted.
Yeah, any tackle
in the first round.
Anytime there's a tackle, good. And they're supposed to be a nice little run on them.
Yeah. Same thing with defensive tackle. I think unless you feel really strongly that you want the Texans to get a defensive tackle.
Nah, I don't want Fisk gone.
Fisk
I don't like him.
And Chris Jenkins is the other one.
So, I like Chris Jenkins. I don't like Fisk.
Yeah. Why didn't you like Fisk?
He's just kind of a little bit. I watched one of his interviews on Bussin' with the Boys. Wasn't a fan. He's been in college 6 years. Just not no thanks.
Yeah,
we're good, man. Take your 24-year-old ass somewhere else.
You hope they do get called. And then there's these sleepers out there. Everybody has their first round sleepers, and man, you got to hope that these guys somebody falls in love with them. I'm not a big fan of any of these three guys. Now I could be dead wrong, of course. But Brian Thomas, the receiver out of LSU.
He's going in the first, right?
I think he's going in the first, and I hope he does. He's a hell of a talent. He's productive, but it's something about him that just doesn't seem to strike me as NFL. Like, it just doesn't look like NFL big-time receiver. The other one that I absolutely love this kid in college is Michael Penix Jr.
Polarizing.
I think he's an awesome. He was a college football player. He's 23 years old. He's had multiple injuries.
Yeah, he had to put out a statement on those.
Yeah, and I just don't see him. I hope someone falls in love with him. I admire his work in college. I don't think he's going to be that good of a pro. And then the other one that the buzz is kind of faded on him, Keon Coleman, the receiver out of Florida State.
That 40 time hurt him, man.
Yeah, was it 4.65?
Yeah, he ran a 4.6, but then he in that tracking, whatever the hell they call it, he was one of the fastest. He was going like 21.5 miles. That would have gotten a stingy cop would have given him a ticket in the school zone. They're going 1.5 over.
Yeah, so you got to hope that those three guys get taken. Somebody falls in love
Coleman,
with
Coleman, man. Some people are liking Coleman at 42, perhaps.
He's a highlight reel guy. He's a highlight reel guy, but not fast and not known as the best route runner.
Could be some game speed there.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how this all goes down. The buzz right now is what's going to happen at number 3. And perhaps you see a team in the AFC South trade up. Tennessee's kind of lurking right there, a few spots away. Perhaps Tennessee, perhaps they trade up, and maybe they want to secure Alt, or they want to just aim big and at just increase the receiving core. Indianapolis, they're 12 spots away, which means it would be pretty expensive. We saw the Texans trade back last year. Our trade up with Will Anderson cost you 2 ones, a 2, and more. So maybe Jim Irsay gets a little bit romantic, remembering the days of the past, and he decides he wants Marvin Harrison Jr. That would be aggressive, but Cam Wolf just reported that New England, they like 6 guys. 6 guys. I find that is interesting. If you like 6 guys to draft there, I don't know if that's some sort of smokescreen or what. And then, of course, Minnesota, who got the Texans' first-round pick. Josh McCown is their quarterback coach. He actually coached Drake May in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows Drake May. They need a quarterback. They lost Kirk Cousins. The number 3 pick in the draft. Last year, the Texans kind of controlled the draft. We assume that Daniels is going number 2 to Washington. Assumption. But it seems like right there at number 3, that's where this year's control of the draft is, much like last year when we were wondering who the Texans were going to take.
So many people needing a quarterback. It seems like the last couple of years it's been the case, which means people are going to be really aggressive. Like we had some aggressive trades last year. Texans were one of them. I think there's going to be – that's the one thing that's going to be entertaining is the top of the draft, top 5-6 picks of the draft. Like who's going to want to just angle their way in there and get their guy.
Yeah, you got to figure this out on the back end. That's when it gets really interesting. Like as soon as 15, the Colts, there will be 2 teams in the AFC South, we think, that have added good players in the Titans and the Colts. So keep an eye on that, the first half. And then the second half is going to be real interesting because that's where you start to wonder, okay, could this guy fall? Is this going to happen? Darius Robinson out of Missouri, another guy to keep an eye on. I can see D'Amico falling in love with him. I don't know how many guys they feel they need on the edge. Are they just going to rotate? Are they going to go like hockey rotation of
line changes?
Of D-line? I don't know. That seems like quite a lot. So we'll see how it goes. It's definitely going to be exciting. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be a very much different feel than it was last year. Coming up next, Caleb Williams. He has already negatively impacted Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan's first draft pick. There is a lot of speculation, a lot of uncertainty about what the Texans, what's going to happen when they make their pick, and you can blame it all on the number 1 pick in the draft. Localizing it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Texans first draft pick already in question, and you can blame the number one pick in the draft for it. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. It is draft day. Sketch, old Sketch, the streamer, was supposed to announce the Texans first draft pick. Think that's still going to happen, but he might have to have a surgery before, because video went viral yesterday of Sketch running some routes against another streamer. I guess his name's Speed. I don't understand why people like watching this guy. I don't know what he does. I guess he does video games or something. Yeah, he was on WrestleMania and all that, but Sketch had a nice grab against him, and then Sketch had another route that Caleb Williams threw him, in which Sketch had to be carted off, man. And I don't think it was work. I do not think it was work. I think Sketch really, really got hurt here. And he said he heard a pop. So the status of Sketch, will he be on crutches? Will they have to call in a replacement? It's up. It's very much in doubt. And the Texans having representation from, God, one of the hottest things going right now.
Doubtful, questionable, probable.
He's got to get out there, right?
Questionable.
He's got to get out there.
He's going to be out there. No, he'll be out there. This is his moment, man. This dude is taking off. He was already huge, but he is taking off.
I listened to the podcast yesterday about this kid, and really the perhaps the most famous Texans fan right now. He was on with Theo Vaughn, and I learned a lot. I mean, it's really not a bit. This is just an awkward kid without a kidney. He went to Mississippi State, then he went to OU, then he went to Texas State, then COVID happened, ended up just getting popular via the stream. He's not trying to be weird. He's just not naturally weird.
Yeah, it's not an act.
It's just him.
Yeah.
And this might have been one of the more hilarious podcasts that I've listened to in a long time. This was him first talking about voodoo dolls, which, crazy enough, this was a few days before he tore his ACL or whatever the hell happened yesterday. This was him talking about voodoo dolls and his relationship with CJ Stroud.
Somebody might have one, yeah.
It's working.
Yeah,
I got some back pain. It's working.
Yeah, you're not doing good. What if CJ Stroud starts feeling all this that they put, if they start needling yours up?
That would be worse. I'd have to sacrifice myself for the greater good of our team here. He's a great guy, though.
Yeah, have you met him?
Met him twice.
Really?
Met him randomly at the Apple Store, and then met him when I was in L.A., we played a little football.
Oh, sweet,
I was about to throw up when we were running around, so it's like...
Played a little football with CJ's
Stroud. Apple Store? CJ doesn't have someone to go to the Apple Store for him?
Why not? People like to shop.
Man, the Apple Store is hell, man.
No, it is.
The Apple Store is absolute hell. You got to get it. It's worse than the DMV.
It's pretty bad.
It is worse than the DMV.
But some people really like to do that shopping, man.
So I guess in this streaming game, which I'm not as familiar with, these people are starting to like hand each other Lamborghinis and stuff and get each other Lamborghinis and... This might have been this. I don't think I've laughed this hard in a long time, because I can't tell when Theo Vaughn's serious either. And I think that's one of the best parts about it. Mm-hmm. He has a weird childhood, but he'll start telling stories, and I'm like, "All right, is he really being serious? he started talking about how, because Sketch took a picture by a yellow Lamborghini, and Theo Von ended up talking about how yellow Lamborghinis are what creepers use to attract people to creep on. And Sketch says, well, fortunately, his is black. But then Theo Von and Sketch, they go back and forth talking about a story that for Theo Von growing up about a guy who had a yellow sports car.
Yeah, dude, I remember the first time we had a guy in our neighborhood, or a dude, he told us he was an EMT or whatever, and he had me and my buddies doing, like, CPR on each other, right, practicing. Well, then there was a fire in our neighborhood, and somebody got burned, and so somebody's like, we got to run over to Mr. Gary's house. He's an EMT. He can help. And somebody's like, that dude's not an EMT, dude. He's just a dude that's always perfect on people. And we're like, oh, shit.
Man. Oh my gosh, that's pretty.
Well, then what about these certificates he gave us for CPR?
You get your full certified there. You gave him more than lips. You gave him a little tongue in there, brother. He's trying to breathe.
I didn't do anything. This one kid, William, was a fucking weirdo. But yeah, we shouldn't have been over there. But he ended up having a vehicle like that, you know. And this other guy named Big Roy would always play Navy with us at his house. He had one of those big bathtubs.
Yeah. Oh my, a bathtub.
And we would play Navy over there.
There you go.
I was barely enlisted, so.
You're just part-time?
Yeah.
Coast Guard, I think that is.
Yeah, that's it.
You never left the port.
I was Coast Guard, bro. Yeah.
Oh, man.
What about these certificates?
They gave me a certificate.
What about these CPR certificates?
Watch me do CPR on another dude.
I can't tell if he's being serious or not.
It sounded like he was telling a real story there. It didn't sound fake.
So I guess Sketch went on his first date talking about the guy, the viral sensation that is scheduled to call the announce the Texans' first draft pick. Hurt his leg yesterday playing catch with Caleb Williams. I guess he had his first date yesterday. Where is the best place to take a first date? Because they have a theory on it. They have an opinion.
They
on
do,
it.
Huh?
Yeah, they have a take.
Well, generally, it's like a lunch, right?
They think seafood's the way to go.
See, I disagree with that, but go ahead. I heard this, and I think they're kind of reaching here.
So on the YouTube, it says that a streamer named Steve Wildolt gifted Sketch a Lambo. So I guess this guy has Happy Dad Seltzer with a couple of kids. So okay, mm-hmm. so there you go. I'm getting hip to this whole thing. Here was Sketch talking about, and this is where you know he's making the sports references. He's gonna end this with a nice old H-Town sport reference. But here is Sketch talking about his first date and the feelings of that.
You didn't start dating till after?
Yesterday was probably my first real date.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, sir.
No way.
And he's helping me out here.
Let's
look at that.
Go.
Let's go.
Bro, your first date. And where did you guys go?
We went to Eddie V's.
Ooh, it's nice there.
Eddie V's.
They have tablecloths in there.
Oh, yeah. So we went to Eddie V's. Then we went out on Broadway. That was fun. And then that was it.
Go to some bars?
Some bars. We were bar hopping. And the bars here were pretty crazy. So it was fun time. We both needed IVs in the morning. So
really?
Yeah.
And was it I don't even want to be inappropriate. Was it like sleep in the same bed type of date? Or was it like a...
Same room.
Gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I'll respect
yes,
that.
Sir.
Yeah.
Here we go. You don't need to score all the way in the first half. Come on. It's a first inning here.
Hey, look, I feel you.
Here we go.
I love your attitude, man. How were you feeling?
I was feeling butterflies. Butterflies with a little bit of the beer. I drank on the flight. it was getting to me.
You drank on the flight?
Oh, I just don't like flying, so I drink a little bit when I fly.
Yeah.
Or maybe a lot.
Dude, so now that you're in the dating world, do you feel like you're going to start dating different ethnicities? Do you feel like there's anything? Are you just
open,
kind of...
Open to all.
Open to all.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I'm like the UN. I'm just here to make love. You know, I'm a peacemaker. Peacemaker here.
You got your second date ever coming up?
Yes, sir. Back to back.
Wow.
Look at this. 94, 95 Rockets here. There we go. Yeah, hit the fan after that. So tomorrow's going to be scary. Might be 20 years of nothing.
All right. There you go.
Sketch. With the 40-second. No, he won't do the 40-second. He'll probably do the second one or the third round.
Nah, right? First one.
You think the first one?
Zero doubt. Yeah. Zero doubt.
Yeah, he's doing the first one.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Zero doubt.
Yeah. No doubt. For sure. I can't tell whether he's... I think sketch is sketch. I mean, I don't think...
No,
think
he's
there's,
legitimately...
There's been talk about, yeah. You know, is this guy like some sort of... No, I think that's the dude, man. Like, that's just an awkward, smart 25-year-old that is just witty beyond his belief. And I think he has a an appreciation of what's funny and all that. I don't think... Like, some people were wondering whether it was an act. There's no act there.
There's no act, but he's a really smart dude. He's smarter than people have given him credit for, that's for sure. Like, he's pretty quick... Quick-witted, you know, kind of gets what he is and does and owns it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. B. Scott coming in. B. Scott has hot takes on the draft prospects. He is ready to go. B. Scott for sure. One of the better days of the year. No news on trades. Bill Belichick said there's 12 hours for you to be able to believe what comes out when it comes to the draft. We're inside that, so we're at 9.5. The three popular names, I would say, for the Texans right now, Xavier Leggett getting more and more momentum. Mm-hmm. The talk about the visit, the Bobby Slowick thing, Kool-Aid McKinstry, another one that is getting thrown out there. And then Darius Robinson, he said he met with the Texans. The Missouri DN, he seems to be a popular name as well. Indianapolis, they're going to select at 15. Antonio Brown having some fun on that. CTE ESPN, he's saying that they're going to try to trade up for Marvin Harrison, which sounds crazy, but I do wonder if Arizona trades with someone and a quarterback is selected, do we see a situation where maybe in that 7-8 range where it's a little bit cheaper that someone goes up there and gets Marvin Harrison? If I had to bet, I'd say he goes 4, but that's just something to keep an eye on. Coming up, though, let's talk to B. Scott. Let's figure out what B. Scott's got going. He's got some names. I think a lot has changed when it comes to what B. Scott originally thought about this draft pick to what he thinks now. Let's talk to Brandon Scott next.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.